There's
Well, you're obviously aware of the adverse vaccine reactions. Not everyone is, so you don't want to take the vaccine. What pressure have you had from friends or family? What are you, because your particular age group have been targeted lately in terms of nightclubs, universities, going on holiday.
So my auntie works for AstraZeneca. So the pressure from family, some of my family is quite great to get the vaccine. They're like, why haven't you taken the vaccine? Why haven't you taken the vaccine? You're selfish. My cousin from Cambridge has even called me a twat over it, not getting the vaccine, you know. But I've lost friends over it as well. There are some friends though who won't take the vaccine no matter what, and that's because they've seen what it's done to people. I've got friends who are very ill and haven't been well since the day they took it and have regretted it. But I've also got friends who are like, well, if you don't take the vaccine, you're going to be killing other people. But if you can still get it when you've got the vaccine, how am I killing other people? It doesn't prevent transmission because you can still pass it on. You can still get it. So how am I killing other people? I'm not being selfish. It's my body, my choice.
What's the world looking like for you? Because, you know, for the younger generations, if this vaccine passports are taken up by the majority, what do you think the world's going to look like in a year?
In a year, I have no idea. It's straight out of the 1984 book. The idea that we're going to have to get out our phones and, you know, get up our passes, show our papers in the streets, or if we want to go into a pub, it's funny. It is honestly funny that people don't see where this is going. Where this is going, that we have to, you know, it's about control. You know, if you allow the government to break the law and to violate your rights because of an emergency, what's stopping them from creating an emergency to break the law?